presidential election special conference for 2020. This is Political Bomb Show, and here's the host, Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. The special coverage of this election is still here, and therefore we'll be covering it. And we have to ask the question, are we going to let them get away with it? Because I implore you to understand that if they get away with such cheating on a high level as it was done, there will never ever be a fair election in this country again. So they are messing with our civil rights. Our civil rights are being violated. When you are allowed to cheat on this level, blatantly cheat, there's nothing that's going to stop you ever again. So I implore you, fight back. We must fight back. Now I see here that the AG is finally going to, let's find this article here. The AG Barr authorizes federal prosecutors to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities before 2020 election is certified. Now that is the key, or the big deal being before election is certified. So you have a lot of people gloating. You can't trust the media anymore. The media, the big tech, Facebook, in fact, just censored my show and said that it was found that the independent fact checker, well, I believe I did a show on these fact checkers before, or at least I spoke about it. These fact checkers or left wing, far left wing. So they flagged my show and they said that I was spreading falsehood. You want to talk about spreading falsehood, Facebook? I will have that conversation every day of the week and twice on Sunday, because you damn well know that you guys are allowing falsehoods from the left wing side of things. So don't give me the bull about, oh, it's misleading. Okay? Second of all, my show, I give my expert opinion. So I am not like a news, like CNN, for instance. They're supposed to be a news entity that gives the news right down the middle. They're not an opinion show like mine's, where they give their opinion, or they're not supposed to be, but they are. They clearly are. So don't give me the bull, Facebook, blocking my, well, not blocking, but putting a status under my post that I'm spreading falsehood, because automatically when someone sees that, they're gonna shy away from my article, which is what, or article or whatever you're posting. People are going to shy away from it, and that is why they do it. They don't want people to read what I have to say or watch what I am saying. But anyway, I didn't lose my place. So, irregularities have been found, a substantial amount of them. So, they will be investigating and pursuing these before the election is certified. So, like I was saying, news organization should not be calling an election, because they damn well know that if it's not certified, you're not the winner. Yet, even Fox News, I don't watch Fox News anymore. I don't follow them on fake book anymore. YouTube, I've unsubscribed, and I'm now dealing with Newsmax, because it seems to be a lot more along the lines of where I'm from. Newsmax have not called the election for Joe Bite Me Creepy Joe Biden Sleepy Joe. They have not. And rightfully so. So a lot of these organizations are going to have egg on their face. There's many irregularities going on there. And many lawsuits are coming. And You guys are going to have egg all over your face when this election goes back to where it's supposed to be. Because he was winning by a landslide. And by he, I mean President Donald J. Trump was winning by a landslide until all these shenanigans went on. And there's plenty of proof out there. That's the other thing that irks me about these networks. They say there's no proof. The hell there isn't. There's plenty of proof. The question is, do you want the proof to get out there? Because from the beginning, you guys did not like this president. We the people are the ones who elected him, not you elites out there. You didn't elect him. We did. So get out of here with your bull. We're not looking for your bull. We want the truth. We can handle the truth. Can you? I will say that you cannot handle the truth. So, we cannot allow these people to steal this election. We cannot allow them to steal. Let's see where we can go with some of this. Let's see, what is this? Scientists find hell planet with lava oceans. Send these illegals and Democrats there. Send them there. They will fit in perfectly in hell's planet with lava oceans. Send them there. That is where they need to go. Now, I'm hoping and praying. Let's see, I found an article here. Let's see, where is it? Where the clergy, he's calling for something that's very much needed. Let's see if I could find this article here real quick. There's so much in my politicalbombshow.com here. But he's basically, I wish I could find it. Where is this? Oh, there's so much going on here. I'm not finding it. I am not finding it. All I'm finding is things like George W. Bush calls to congratulate Biden, says election fundamentally fair and outcome is clear. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Go join them in that hell's planet, George W. Go join them in the hell's planet, because that's where you belong. We're telling lies like you're telling right now. Just like Romney going on the Sunday shows and saying that that Trump should concede. Concede to what? To lies? Concede? Get out of my face with that. And I can't find the exact article that I'm looking for, but basically, he calls on prayer to sum it up. But there are facts of fraud, Rudy Giuliani said. The team filed lawsuits against Pennsylvania on Monday, that's yesterday, for violating federal law. So, I cannot find that. I wish I could. The Lincoln Project, they vowed to resurrect the GOP. But again, this is not what this show is about. I'm not doing news today. I'm simply saying that we cannot allow these Democrat satanic evildoers to steal this election, to steal our civil rights. Steal our civil rights is what they're doing here. Do you understand they're stealing our civil rights, or do you not understand, or are you that blinded by hate that it does not matter to you if how you won as long as you got there? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling me? Look, Comrade Biden, he's already showing creepiness already. He hints that the U.S. with tariffs while hoping Biden will bring better ties, the EU. What the EU is hoping that we get another, I was going to say the other word for cat, in the White House. I'm so fed up of this. This is crazy. America can't let this lesson of the election go to waste. The Ohio Attorney General asked U.S. Supreme Court to overturn ruling that extended deadline for mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Look at this. Trump administration refuses to play pretend with plotters and denies funding to Biden transition team, as well as they should. You people are thieves in the night, and literally, you had ballots pouring in the night. Pouring in the night. There's so much proof out there. Ossoff claims Democrats have the wind at our backs in Georgia's Senate races. Judicial Watch statement on the disputed presidential election. We cannot let them get away with it. Look at it. Joe Biden announced his COVID lockdown panel. We cannot allow them to do this. Someone else here says Trump is in his rights to challenge election. Of course. Of course he's in his rights. Of course he is. But if you were watching Fox News, you wouldn't know that. If you're watching CNN, you wouldn't know that. You need to turn to Newsmax. That is where they're telling the truth now. Apparently, Fox News has been under siege. It's gone down the road, gone down the river. It's gone down the river, never to return again. That is where Fox News has ended up. Senator Ted Cruz eviscerates Chris Wallace for criticizing his defense of Trump. That's right, eviscerate that bum! Eviscerate him. Okay. Again, I say, we cannot allow them to get away with this, because if they get away with this today, in the next, whenever the next election is, they will steal it. They will steal elections from now on. They do not care that it is unfair. Are you listening to this? I didn't even ask Amazon anything. Are you kidding me, Alexa? This is unbelievable. So, anyway, I was interrupted. It seems like Amazon, the Echoes, and the Alexas of the world are in on it. They purposely are listening in on my show. Shut, Alexa, shut up! Shut up! Shut your stinking mouth! So they are trying to steal this election. They do not care that it is fair or not. They are trying to steal this election. Let me tell you something, liberal idiots. When they came for us conservative, you sat back and did nothing because you are not conservative. When they came for the independents, you sat back and did nothing because you are not independent. Now they will come for you, and there's no independent or conservative to help you. This is exactly what's going to happen to you. You think that you're safe and you're all great because you are in the safe zone. You got the media who covers your back, got your back, and they steal, they rob, and they cheat, and they steal for you. You think it's going to always be like that. Oh, no. It's not going to always be like that. It's not going to always be like that. So, I normally do not contribute at the level that I'm contributing, but I have contributed to this lawsuit funding that Trump has, because it is needed. It is needed. It really is. So, I'm not going to ask you again, because I asked you We asked you, rather, in the Tell It Like It Is news that we did on the weekend or Monday, I'm not sure when we did it, but I'm not going to ask you to do that again, but I implore you to understand that if we allow this thievery to go on unpunished, we will never have another fair election again. We cannot afford to let them get away with it. They blatantly stole this election. They blatantly stole it. You had dead people voting. Joe Frazier, for God's sake, the guy's been dead for how long? And they got him voting, and as well as others. It's pathetic. They blocked some military votes from going through because they knew who they were voting for. They are thieves in the night. They didn't allow the observers of the Republicans to observe. You have left-wing judges in Pennsylvania that's allowing things to happen. You had a blind woman go to vote. She wanted to vote for Trump, and so they purposely screwed up with her ballot. And when she went to the judge pretty much told her tough luck. This is the crazy shenanigans that's going on. I've never in the life that I've lived on this planet Earth ever seen anything like this ever. This is totally insane. It's absolute ludicrousy. So I don't know what else to say except we cannot let them get away with this. Plenty of evidence. Look at it. The Dominion voting machines are at the center of material data manipulating concerns in the 2020 elections. So, with that and people changing votes and the Sharpie Gate and all the rest of it, the post office, some of the postal workers and backdating ballots and voter harvesting, it's too much to ignore. It's too much to ignore. So I'm not doing the news today, not at all, because this is too important. We cannot allow this to happen. They have stolen our civil liberties. They will do it again and again and again. And if you're not conservative and you're independent, remember what I said, you'll be next. And even you liberal idiots out there, you think you're safe, but you'll be next. There's always going to be someone else that wants to knock you off your peg. So you need to band together on this. You need to stand up for what's right. If you have a heart in there, a soul in there, a soul within you, you know that you need to tell the truth. I just wish I could find that article with the bishop who's saying we need to fight, we need prayer is basically to get this election back to where it's supposed to be. What is this? President Trump joins Mark Levin for the first interview since the 2020 election. And that was yesterday at 8 o'clock, and they're going to discuss mail-in ballots and the hoax. So I think Levin's on Fox. So unfortunately, I am on a Fox-less. I'm not watching Fox anymore. I'll get tidbits of it from Newsmax if they talk about it, but I'm done with Fox. I am done with Fox. I really am. I'm not Foxing it up anymore. They are part of the problem. Twitter is part of the problem. Facebook is part of the problem. They are all part of this problem. And I will not allow myself anymore to be a part of that. I just won't. Because they are all evildoers. I didn't use the word evildoers. Look at this. 60,000 undiagnosed COVID-19 cases in Australia? Well, they have nothing to do with the election. I just saw numbers and didn't. Okay, my apologies there. PA House GOP members to call for a legislative-led audit of election and demand results not be certified nor electors be seated until the audit is complete, as well as it should. As well as it should. As well as it should. It should not be certified. It should not be certified. It should not be certified because it is thievery. Thievery that went on. Thievery that went on. So I don't have much more to say on this, but as more information comes forth, we're going to stick with this until we have the real results of this election. And we do not have the real results of this election. We're not even close to having the real results in this election. We do not have anything close to it. Whether or not Fox News, CNN, NBC, and all the rest of them want to decide, and Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest of them on YouTube wants to decide that they have a winner. No, they have a wiener. They don't have a winner. A wiener. Oscar Mayer wiener. A punk is what they got. He didn't win anything. Feeble Joe. Bite me, Biden. You didn't win crap. You didn't win diddly squat. You did not win diddly squat. Okay, you didn't win anything. You didn't win anything. 450,000 ballots that miraculously only have a vote for Joe Biden. And you tell me that there's plenty of proof. Too much irregularities, irregularities, too much irregularities, too much irregularities to tell me that this is all gravy. No, it's not all gravy, it's all thievery. All thievery. All thievery is what this is. So I implore you, stand up for what's right. Let everyone know that you are not going to allow this. It's like I have this neighbor of mine. The guy has never discussed politics ever before. And all of a sudden, with my friend over, I was so embarrassed. He yells, "The idiot's out of office." By the way, I was wearing this, but apparently he was too far back, he couldn't see. Maybe I should have worn my red one, he would have known. So I look at my friend, and my friend said, "You know what? Don't fight with your neighbor. He lives right next to you." But I kept holding my hat up in the air like this, letting him know that I'm a Trump supporter, but he didn't really see it, and as well as he didn't, it's good that he didn't. I don't want to need to live next to this. I like to live in peace here, so I'm just hoping that he never brings up politics because I am not one to back down. Not at all. It's no wonder Chip has never barked at anyone but this guy. So clearly, Chip senses the evilness within this guy. Dog, they say dogs can sense evil. Apparently, there's much evil in that guy. So do the right thing, people. Do the right thing. PoliticalBombshow.com. By the way, don't forget to like and subscribe and share this message because this is the only way that we're going to get out there. I'd like to acknowledge a new platform that we are broadcast on, and that is iHeartRadio. Thank you and welcome to Political Bombshell. If you're listening from iHeartRadio, great to have you there. Let us know if you're listening on iHeartRadio. And if you want to know all the platforms we're on, you can just go to politicalbombshow.com. and find out there. And don't forget to subscribe, like I said. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. Like, share. And we will see you in the next one.
Stay tuned in for more election coverage throughout the day for this 2020 presidential election.
Critical Council.